What do we have here? Oh, some fresh meat. Huh. Aren't you a pathetic specimen of humanity? So, how'd you die? Wait, let me guess. You died of shame, didn't you? Or did you die of being too pathetic? Can humans die from that? Not that it matters. You're here now, in hell,
with me.
And my only solace is that I get to be as creative in your torture as I please. And it pleases me very, very much to see you get the sort of punishment you deserve. Speaking of which, why are you standing in front of your new mistress?
No man is allowed to stand before a devil.
Especially the devil who now owns you, body and soul. Kneel, mortal. Kneel before me, just as you are, naked, vulnerable. Kneel so you can look up at this body and feel odd. Ugh, humans, such disgusting creatures. Surrounded by the fiery pits of hell, awaiting eternal torture, and I can still smell the shame and arousal coming off of you. Is my flesh so pleasing to look upon, mortal? Taut red skin, firm breasts cupped in leather, red lips, and a pair of full, curvy horns. Oh, and my swishing tail. This womanly form, it arouses you, does it? Good. Because when I break you, I want you to be wild with lust and shame in equal measures. Oh, your tortures will be excruciating, but you've earned every one of them. How have you earned this? First off, that's the last question you will ever ask me, unless I bid you to speak. Secondly, you may not think of yourself as a sinner, but you've certainly earned this. By your repulsive behavior? Oh, you are revolting, mortal. And I have seen and experienced every disgusting act you've ever committed. By delving into that filthy little mind of yours, I've seen every shameful thought you've ever had. Tasted your fear every time you masturbated somewhere questionable. Felt the burn of arousal and guilt every time you looked at someone like they were a sexual object. Kind of the way I'm looking at you right now. And you know what? I think you'll agree when I say you deserve this. You deserve me. The devil who sees you as the insect you are. That excites you, does it? No, don't try to cover your erection. Let me see it. I said, let me see it.
Remove your hands.
There, that's better. A deviant like you deserves to be exposed for what you are. Having your erect cock rubbing against the ground on your knees, it's fitting, no? Now might be a good time for you to look at what I'm wearing. The footwear I've chosen for our first session. Black stiletto heels. Do you like it? Don't feel special. This is what everyone gets their first time. Now, what do you imagine I might do to a disgusting, dirty cock like yours, wearing these sharp heels? That look on your face is exquisite. I can see that you've come to the right conclusion. You're to be punished, of course, for your exceptional perversions. With my boot on your cock and balls while you grovel. But first, tell me you deserve it. Say it. Go on. Say, I deserve this torture, mistress. For all my perversions. For all the filthy things I've imagined. I deserve to have my dirty little cock kicked by my own personal devil.
Say it.
There now, doesn't the truth feel better? There's freedom in admitting one's nature. Freedom in recognizing what we are and admitting it, even if what we are is disgusting. Something that deserves punishment. Something that deserves to be stomped. Like this. Oh, goodness. That was a little much, wasn't it? To be honest, I don't really start out this rough with my toys. Something about you really just brings the devil out in me. Makes me want to lean over you so you can get a good look at my cleavage and smell my sweat. While I slap that pathetic, throbbing worm between your legs. Oh, did that hurt? You know, I might actually be enjoying this. There's just something about the way you squirm. This isn't even the worst of it. Here in hell, whenever I don't have your balls squeezed tight in my hands like this, you'll be required to wear a device. Something devilish of my own design. Just imagine tight iron bands wrapped around your cock, all the way back to your pelvis, locked tightly in place with an uncomfortable cuff behind the balls. Here, can you feel me squeezing your testicles in my fist? Like this, except tighter. And it won't come off unless I unlatch it with my power. Now, do you feel my nails digging into your soft skin? Good. Because inside some of the iron bands are these teeny tiny studs. No, not sharp enough to rip flesh, but pointed, so that whenever you look at my high, tight ass, or catch a glimpse of my breasts peeking out of my top, you'll feel the studs poking against your hard cock. It's like a chastity device and an Iron Maiden had a little fucked up child. Oh no, was I squeezing too tight? I mean, your cock is still as hard as a demon's horn, so it can't be that bad. In fact, I don't think it's a proper punishment unless your face is as red as your balls. Oh, fuck. I love seeing you in agony. The feel of your tight, throbbing testicles between my fingers. Your cock leaking on the floor. Maybe I should stroke you a bit. Oh, do you like that? Having your own personal devil take your balls in her fist while she strokes your hard cock. Oh god, you're pathetic. Moaning and whimpering for release even when you're being punished. I mean, fuck, it's making me wet. But do you have no shame, mortal? No dignity? Lie on your back. I don't care if it's uncomfortable.
Lay on the fucking ground.
If you're going to embarrass yourself like this, taking pleasure from being treated like a piece of tenderized meat, then I might as well use you like one. I'm going to ride this swollen, purple cock while I grip these balls in my fist. And you, you're going to keep making those pathetic little whimpers for your mistress. If you don't,
I'll walk up and down you until you're black and blue.
Do you hear me?
Oh, that's good. Good, mortal. Oh, that's right. Let me feel your cock twitching inside me. Oh, fuck. I love how it radiates heat after it's been beaten into submission. You like it too, don't you? Say it. Say, yes, mistress. I love having my cock beaten and ridden. Oh, God, I don't know what it is about you, mortal. Something about how pathetic you sound. How willing you are to embarrass yourself in front of your new mistress. You can feel how wet I am, can't you? How hot my pussy is for you. Oh, fuck. Yeah, whimper for me. Oh, whimper for your devil girl. Whimper while I squeeze your testicles into a tight purple ball. Did you ever imagine this? Those lonely nights when you fantasized about being embarrassed by your little friends. Your classmates. Your co-workers. Were you secretly hoping one of them would take you in hand like this? That they'd treat you as roughly as you deserve? Well, your devil girl knows what you fucking deserve. Don't I? Don't I, mortal? That's right. That's fucking right. Are you getting close, mortal? Are you? I can tell. Those shameful little gasps of yours are getting shorter. Don't think I'm gonna make it easy for you. The closer you get, the tighter I'll squeeze. Until you feel like you'll just simply pop. What if I coil my tail around your shaft like this? Fuck, mortal. Does my tail feel like a little boa constrictor around your cock? Choking it so the blood can't escape. Your penis straining under my fingers, swelling up inside me. I fucking love it. Oh, fuck. Seeing your face pinched with pain while your hips buck uncontrollably. Oh, God.
Oh, fuck. Fuck me, mortal. Oh, fuck your devil mistress. Oh, fuck. Fuck. Oh, come inside me. Oh, come inside your devil. Oh, fill me with your filthy seed. Oh, I want you to empty your balls into me. Oh, yeah, release your pleasure and pain for me. Oh, fuck. Fuck. Oof. Oof, yes.
As disgusting as you are, it may seem I have a use for you after all. Aside from punishing you for your sins, of course. Well, I'll leave you where you belong. Exhausted, on the ground, covered in filth. But don't get too comfortable. Your mistress will return shortly. Oh, I almost forgot. I can't leave you here without your new device. To keep that misbehaving cock in check. There. Now I've got that filthy little cock of yours all locked up tight. Remember, the more you squirm, the more it'll hurt. So, have fun.